Today, July 5th, is the feast day of a rather obscure Italian saint, and yet a remarkable man. His name was St. Anthony Zechariah. He was the founder of the Barnabite Order, and he was only a priest for 10 years. He was ordained at the age of 26 and died at the age of 36. And yet, in that short period of time in 10 years, he helped to bring about what we call the Catholic Reformation. Anthony Zechariah was born in 1502, and so he was ordained right about the time that Martin Luther was breaking up the church. Martin Luther was pulling people out of the church during the Protestant revolt because he saw the abuses within the church. But Anthony Zechariah did God's holy will because he also worked towards the reform of the church, but he remained in the church. He saw what the church needed was reform, not revolt. And what a wonderful saint this was to help heal the wounds of the church at that time, to bring back fallen away Catholics, the people who had left the faith during the Protestant revolt. But we look at his life for just a few moments today. We see that it was really his mother that made the big impact upon his life, that she became a widow at the young age of 18. So here she was, a single mother, a widow, who had this one son. And so she said, I'm going to spend all my time and effort to educate this young man. And so she gave him the best education she could and raised him in the faith. And he became a medical doctor. At the age of 22, he became a doctor, worked in northern Italy, and went to the University of Padua, and then began to work among the poor and the sick and the victims of the plague. Well, after a few years of this, he felt God was calling him to heal the soul. He had spent time trying to heal people's bodies. He now realized that the greatest calling was saving souls, healing people's souls. And so he was ordained to the priesthood in the year 1528. And then he began to gather a number of men and women around him, and he established two religious orders, one for men, one for women, to take care of the poor, the sick, the dying, and to help to reform the church by preaching, parish meetings, and other sorts of activities. He felt, well, what should be the name of this order? Well, his favorite saint was St. Paul, St. Paul the Apostle. And so he called themselves the Barnabites, after St. Barnabas, the companion of St. Paul. And he said, we want to always live out the spirit of teachings of St. Paul the Apostle. He became a catalyst, a religious dynamo throughout northern Italy. He preached everywhere, conducted hundreds of parish missions. He even got the lay people involved, the lay apostle, the early roots of lay people out evangelizing, knocking on doors, going out, picking up the dying from the streets. A lot of the work that Mother Teresa does, or the Legion does. He did the early kinds of works like this. He also promoted what we call 40 hours devotion, Eucharistic adoration for 40 hours in a row every year. And back then, people only received communion on a rare occasion, but he promoted daily communion. He says we have to try to receive the Lord every day, if at all possible. So he helped to really restore holiness in the city of Milan. He, of course, was in his great efforts, he had great persecution as well. Even though they knew he was a great saint, he also had many people opposed to his great work. He died at his young age of 37. He collapsed after giving a parish mission. He is buried in the Church of St. Barnabas in Milan and was canonized in the year 1897. So what a wonderful saint we have today. Again, somebody that probably most of us have not heard of, and yet this wonderful saint to help bring about the Catholic Reformation. Realize the Church is at the same time holy, but always in need of reform. It's holy because Christ founded the church, it's inspired by the Holy Spirit and guided by the Holy Spirit, and yet we as members of the church always need constant reform. So the church is at one time holy, but always in need of reform and renewal. And we can ask St. Anthony Zechariah to intercede for the church today. Back then, in the 1500s, the church had many problems. That's what drove Luther out of the church. St. Anthony Zechariah He knew what to do. He knew that the key was to promote holiness and virtue within the church, and to not abandon the church, but to sanctify the church through prayer, penance, and evangelization. So St. Anthony Zechariah, pray for us.